Hi, beautiful people. My name is Angelica Marie Omekwa Eshesimwa, founder of Omekwa Organics, and you are listening to The Tea Corner. Okay, the tea for this week is how to create confidence. Now, I think that this topic is really important to discuss because confidence is the basis of all the actions we take, the things that we do to better ourselves, to prove our capability. And if we have a lack of confidence, well, that leads us to make really negative decisions, right? Decisions that harm us or even prevent us from making action at all. So in this tea corner, we're gonna be uncovering some misconceptions about confidence, how to discover it within yourself and make it everlasting. All right, let's get into it. Confidence in harnessing it and really creating it for yourself is really the key to taking action that betters your life, improves your life, and also prevents you from making those mistakes and actions that harm you, that don't honor you. I believe confidence is the self-created knowledge that you have the ability to achieve what you want to achieve, and seeing any obstacles or setbacks, not as failure, but as a challenge. Okay. So I think a lot of the times, when we're growing up and we're trying to discern and find our confidence, well, even when you look at children growing up before, you know, they experience the opinions of others or being told that they can't do something or achieve something, right? I think we all remember that period of time of our lives when we're children. I think the thing that really takes away that confidence that's truly innate in all of us, you know, when we're grown up and we're born, is when we allow other people to put value on us instead of being able to create that value ourselves. Because when we're young, we think in a limitless way. You know, we think of everything that we want to do. We're excited about the world. We want to try things. We don't really think about or hypothesize failure or danger or fear when we're young. So I think, you know, knowing that confidence has always been something within you, and it's just been something that's lost over time, that has been kind of weathered down over time by people, by experiences, by situations, we can then really take the time to uncover and unpack those beliefs that we have on the world and on ourselves that have been put on us by other people to create that confidence. Once we know, like, okay, hey, confidence isn't something that I have to find for myself. It's just there. I just have to uncover it and work through these negative thought patterns. Okay, so how exactly do you do that? Well, for me, how I really discovered my own confidence, because I would say I didn't start out as a very confident person, even the ability for me to be speaking with y'all right now. Years ago, I don't think I'd be able to do that and put myself out there like this. And that confidence, just me saying that, I allowed other people's opinions to prevent me from doing what I wanted to do and what I knew I can do, right? I place limitations upon myself because of my experiences with other people, with judgment, with everything like that. How I worked through that and developed confidence, well, not even developed it, but uncovered the confidence that I always had, right? I realized and recognized that I have a skill, I have a purpose, I have a talent that if I don't take the time to recognize it and appreciate it and cultivate it, well, it's just going to lay dormant. And I won't even have the ability to see what I'm capable of. Right? So I think when we're, you know, trying to start that journey of uncovering the confidence that we have within us, it really begins with, and I pretty much say this on like every tea corner, but it really begins with recognizing your own purpose, values, and skills outside of the context and framing of other people. Okay. Because if you live your life through the lens of other people and how you appear to other people, you're truly never living your life. It will never be your life. Okay? And the way you create your life, again, is through confidence. So I want to get more into like the importance of confidence and kind of the misconceptions about confidence, you know. I think a way that a lot of people try to approach confidence is superficially, okay? Looking right, having the right body, having the right car, having the right clothes. A lot of people gain their confidence through those things, things that are, you know, quote unquote, universally accepted as, you know, proper or have value, right? Objective things that you can place value on, okay? But, you know, really take a look at people who have those things, right? I've seen people who have the money, who have the cars, you know, who have successful positions and all these things, and they're still, you know, woefully unconfident. And it's because, you know, even though they have these things, they still have the subconscious belief, and they, you know, they might not even recognize it, but the subconscious belief that they'll never be enough, you know, that they've developed over time. Okay. So if you always approach your life from not having enough or not being enough, you can never truly be confident. Okay. Confidence isn't, you know, something that can be, I would say, like, measured by other things. You know, you can't say, oh, I'm more confident because I have this job title now. Oh, I'm more confident because I have a couple more zeros in your bank account. I think confidence really comes from, hey, are you able to stand in your own convictions? Do you know your own worth despite what anyone else says? Are you going to let the opinions of other people sway how you carry yourself and act in this lifetime? Okay, if the answer is yes to any of those things, well, the superficial things you have do not matter whatsoever. This episode of the Tea Corner is brought to you by The Boss Blend, Omekwa's organic herbal tea for energy without the crash. Ditch that tired cup of coffee for this uplifting yerba mate, rosemary, and hibiscus blend. With 85 milligrams of caffeine per cup, you can fuel your hustle while keeping your heart healthy. The Boss Blend is made with biodegradable, full-leaf sachets so you get the real tea. Not that tea mulch mess, okay? Text the word BOSS, all caps, to the Omekwa Organics number in the episode description for money off your first order of BOSS. Now, let's get back to the tea, shall we? I don't know if I was dragging some people there, but, you know, trying to make you wake up, girlies. Like, I think, you know, nowadays it's very, you know, given social media and how pervasive it is, it's very easy to allow those things to drain and suck confidence from you, or more so just add those layers, those oppressive layers of, you know, what society expects of you and shroud your confidence. Okay. So you really need to take the time to remove yourself from all these temporary things, you know, that ebb and flow, right? The desires of society and what people collectively deem as great ebb and flow. They will always ebb and flow. And if you're constantly chasing that, girl, what do you think is going to happen? You won't be confident. You won't be happy. You won't be fulfilled. You won't be settled because you're always chasing someone else's vision. Okay. Which, you know, I can go more deep into why, you know, things are like that, but that's for another tea corner. Okay. But That's the major thing that I want to point out in terms of misconceptions about confidence, okay? Please don't measure it by, you know, tangible things, you know, because your source of confidence isn't tangible. You didn't have access to any of those things. You didn't care about any of those things when you were a child. Did you care about Gucci and all this stuff when you were a child? Likes and stuff when you were a child? Well, the children are on social media right now. Lord save them. But even before that, like, that stuff did not matter to you. You know, what mattered to you is who you could become, things you could accomplish, things that you could see in the world. That's what mattered to you when you were a kid, right? Those are the things that inspired confidence within you. Taking the time to kind of separate yourself from all these external things and worrying about what people are thinking of you to uncover that confidence within yourself. Okay. I think it's definitely a tough process. Okay. It's necessary, but you know, all the necessary things in life are very difficult to achieve. But it really starts with you taking that first step, whether that's taking those artistic classes for a skill that you want to develop, whether that's taking educational classes for a career that you want to pursue that you might not necessarily be confident in yet because you haven't taken the time to learn it, right? You haven't taken the time to see what you are capable of. And the way I see it, you know, metaphorically speaking, I love metaphors. Once you take the time to like sort through the ick and those layers that like society and people have placed upon, you know, that core of confidence within you, and you get closer and closer to that confidence, you feel that confidence coming on, you feel that energy more because you're just coming close to the source, right? You're coming close to that inner child that with that expansive vision, with that expansive, you know, desire to see everything. And it's just a snowball effect. So I think it's, you know, it can really be an ever-evolving journey, especially as you discover more things that you want to push your boundaries on, right? And develop confidence in, okay? Because we can be confident in some areas of our life and not others. That's completely natural, you know, whether that's in our work life, in our love life, in our family life. But when you take the time to really work through those layers, it's a really beautiful thing to have that self-assuredness. So I think the final thing on confidence, or, you know, something that I really want to touch upon is, what confidence looks like, right? Basically looks like and feels like, you know. For example, you know, seeing and being around confident people. I think that's a very, very, very important thing. Surrounding yourself with people who are also self-assured and who are not projecting, you know, those insecurities and trying to have you also bear the brunt of the layers that have been, you know, put upon them, okay? Because misery loves company, all right? You can't surround yourself and be around people who are not confident in themselves too, or at least trying to take that journey with you. Okay. And again, it's a very hard journey and it can be a very lonely road in terms of like developing yourself because, you know, a lot of people don't want to do that. A lot of people rather just, you know, constantly buy things to get temporary satisfaction. Okay. So I think once you like take the time to surround yourself with, you know, confident, self-assured people, people who are really, you know, going on that path. And once you decide to be a person who wants to uncover your confidence, I shouldn't even call this create confidence. It's really uncovering your confidence. Okay. But once you make the intention to do that and take those small steps to put yourself out there, okay, you will attract and find more people who will support that endeavor, okay? Because I found it in my life right now. Again, I'm still developing my confidence. It's not, the layers aren't fully gone, girl. There's there's still some more layers there. But the fact that I've started to put myself out there and stuff, other people around me, friends around me, are helping me remove those layers too. Okay? Be around people who will help you remove your layers, okay? No one will completely remove it for you, but you should be around people who will at least, you know, girl, give you a glass of water while you're digging through the layers, like give you some sustenance while you're digging through the layers, okay? Because there are people out there who will do that for you, and you deserve people who will do that for you out of love and out of respect, and because they know your capabilities, what you can do, okay? So I think my final words on creating confidence, or, you know, rather uncovering your confidence, okay, is do not depend on external things, superficial things, tangible things to build your confidence, okay? Because tangible things can be taken away. Situations can be taken away. Jobs can be taken away. All these things can be taken away. It's of the earth. It's of the physical realm, okay? But what cannot be taken away from you is your desire, your passion, and your vision for what you can accomplish. Okay. And once you take the time to remove those layers and let that vision truly shine out and shine through, ooh, okay, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be so beautiful for you. And I wish that for everybody listening to this. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Tea Corner Podcast, beloved. We drop every Wednesday morning wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. It helps this little old show grow and expand Omekwa's mission of body, mind, and spiritual wellness. Talk to you next week, and in the meantime, live abundantly. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tea Corner, beloved. You have taken the time for vital self-care when there are so many other things demanding your attention. That's why I created the Self-Care Success System, to help you build a uniquely perfect self-care routine that doesn't just fit into your busy lifestyle, it transforms your lifestyle. Using our assessment, you will receive 5 actionable steps to get started today. Start building a life of peace, purpose, and prosperity founded upon self-care today, and begin our free Self-Care Success Assessment in the description below.